10 mobile.
Man 4, TFW.
How you doing?
Well, can't complain. And yourself? Looks like you might be running a minute or two late.
Tipping good this morning. Wife rolls over and asks me why I'm still asleep. Like, I don't know. So I'm taking my time on my way to work now.
You didn't want to go to that meeting anyway.
Not really.
Turn off the alarm and go right back to bed?
Don't know. I don't even remember ever hearing the alarm clock. I know I laid down at 10 something last night, and I just wake up till this morning.
I bet you the alarm clock's within arm's reach of the bed, isn't it?
I mean, there's a pretty strong possibility I have turned it off or snoozed it, and I don't ever remember hearing it.
Up, walk all the way around the bed to the other side of the room to turn mine off.
In the bathroom, where I have one in the bathroom that I tried, you know, I figured, well, if I'm already up in the bathroom, I'll go ahead and just, you know, stay away, go get, jump in the shower. And so I'll set it, and then the wife will end up closing the bathroom door, and I won't hear that one either.
I got one of those that when you hit it to off, it goes ahead and resets for the next day.
Those, you know, they got them where you kind of have to do a puzzle to get yourself awake before the alarm clock will go off. But then I don't know if I want to deal with that kind of frustration first thing in the morning.
I've never seen one of those.
Different kinds. I think you get apps on your phones, you know, they'll set an alarm clock and make you kind of solve a problem. Or, I don't remember if it was one that rolled around or something. I don't remember. It was on the floor or something. I can't remember. But, you know, just to make it a little more challenging for you to be able to turn it off.
I just have a hard time getting up.
Just let people sleep till they get up and then go to work. That'd be the best way to go.
I hear you on that one. I like getting up early in the morning. For me, that's the best time of the day.
Early, as long as you're talking between 7:30 and 9.
This place over here, I'm starting about 30 minutes later than I used to. I used to start by 6 over at the old place.
Yeah, I'd love to be able to go in at like 7. That'd be awesome. I haven't done that forever. I mean, I can't even remember the last time I've been able to sleep in it till about 6 and go to work.
Rarely sleep in till 6 on the weekends.
Catch up days, that's whenever I can go to bed at whatever time I want and then wake up to whatever I want, which is usually around 7:30, 8 o'clock now.
It's a 10-meter contest this weekend.
Hold it in. I don't know if it's, I guess it's not winter time yet, maybe fall, whatever it is, Billy. Why do they hold it this time of year? I mean, you don't really, I mean, I guess it's been on the solar cycle, but I don't know how well it's going to do this weekend.
A lot of people on, so you should be able to get some signals.
Our L contest, or what are the 10-10 contests?
RL contest, and that is also a contest, I think it's an Italy contest on 40 and 80.
But I got my little portable set up in the living room right now, so I've got my all bander hooked up. I can actually talk on the radio here and there. I don't know how well I can do 80 meters, but I can do pretty much everything else. I'm running off my off-center fed dipole. I can't remember if it does 6 meters or not, though.
Try to get on a little bit. I think Mama's working this weekend, so that'll give me a few minutes, probably.
For HKX.
Good morning, Patrick. KN4 TFW.
Good morning, Ken. Good morning, Andrew. Hope you gentlemen are having a good day so far.
You got plenty of sleep.
Yeah, I heard that. I've been listening for a little bit. Say that was a 10-meter contest this weekend?
Yep, roger that.
Be a rainy weekend too, so we won't be able to do much of anything outside.
The rain Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
I'll put Christmas lights on my house this weekend. I'm so sad.
No, you can put them up. You just have to be careful you don't get shocked.
Got any ladders in the rain?
If those up, you're going to be in the doghouse because you didn't do it last weekend.
Take off your radio if you don't do it, and then you won't be able to get on the radio without a mic.
You're telling me she was the first one to put up a tree on the back porch, but now she's falling behind because all we've done is put up the inflatables, and I haven't put up any lights on the outside yet.
I don't live where anybody can see them, so I don't have to put any outside. We just decorate the inside of the house.
Not my wife or not. Look into that Monday night talk group every Monday.
In every Monday, but I checked in last night.
I turned my radio on and I heard it, and then you had checked in. I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot about this, Nate.
Put that one on.
R.
Without the hot spot, though.
You can check in on it if you can hear it, right?
So what repeaters that that talk group would be attached to, and then you'd have to push the talk to activate it.
North Carolina talk group, the 3137, so however you've been talking to me before, you should be able to talk to there.
Andersonville repeater, it might be able to do it then.
Who is telling you about DMR is confusing. Trying to remember what talk group is where.
It'll definitely be taxing on this old brain.
But...
yes, it can, and it can be a real confusing pain in the butt, too, just like Sunday night.
I don't understand that one at all. But, I mean, don't get me wrong, DMR, I like it. I mean, I like the, you know, whether you got a repeater near your house, you can jump on and you can talk. That's, you know, that part of it I like, but the trying to figure out the repeaters, like the Western North Carolina DMR group, necessarily connected to the PRN, which covers a huge area. I mean, it covers South Carolina and a chunk of North Carolina. And you're just like, okay, I don't know which one to get on and who can talk on what and where.
My understanding, it doesn't matter if you're on a hotspot or a repeater. If you're on the same talk group, you're going to hear each other and be able to communicate. But I haven't been able to find a definite yes, you can do that.
It's confusing that I haven't figured out yet, and I don't understand. But like the PRN network, I guess 2700 something talk group, it is not accessible from the internet, from a hotspot site. You have to have a radio to key it up and talk to the other repeaters.
Now that I don't know. I have no clue. That PRN, I have a hard time finding any information on it at all, other than their website.
PRN is a group of repeaters between North Carolina and South Carolina. Both of them have the PRN. And if you key up one repeater on the PRN network, everybody that has DMR that is listening to another repeater that has the PRN, it will key them up or key up their radio, and you can talk to them. Now, granted, it's, you know, you don't hear a bunch of people on it. I mean, you know, you still hear the occasional person here and there. But it is what they call a static talk group. So it's always going, it's always open, and you can always hear it. But you just don't hear a lot of people on it. But it has a huge, wide coverage. But then there's an area like the repeater in Hendersonville. It has the Western North Carolina DMR group. But the repeater on Caesar's Head for the 440, it has the PRN. So if you can hit one, great. If not, then you just stuck, or you can't do it from the outside like a hotspot.
It must not be linked from the internet.
They're linked to each other, which of course has to be the internet, I would think. But they're not linked to the internet itself, meaning they don't allow an incoming connection from the internet.
Crashed in for one, so we'll see what happens.
We know on Christmas Day if we smell smoke, what happened, Andrew?
Supposed to be trying to do his own code plug. In you, we actually have pretty good coverage of the PRN. Like, there's the Caesar's Head. I think there's another one in Greenville. The one in Spartanburg hooked to the PRN network. And you can talk on it. You know, just if you can hit it with an HT, you can talk on it. And you can key up the PRN. And then they have another channel called a chat channel. And you can just move over to it and key it up. And it'll activate whatever repeaters that are keyed up with the chat channel.
Time slots I was telling you about, you got two time slots.
Chat channels is you have to push to talk to activate. And if you don't push to talk on the repeater, and it'll time out after 15 minutes, then you can't hear anybody talking on it. You have to activate that connection.
You're going to be a slight learning curve.
RN had a link to the internet like the 3137 Western North Carolina DMR did.
Repeater book can see where the DMR repeaters were, but for whatever reason, I struggled from work with my phone.
Part network is South Carolina's DMR wide repeater network for that. And then North Carolina, from what I'm gathering, is the I think it's called the Carolina 440 or something like that. They have that one. Then they have the Western North Carolina DMR group, which is the W4YK repeaters up in Hendersonville. They're a part of it. And then there's another one. There's a couple DMR groups around.
I'm just figuring out how to access them so you can get information.
You can get in touch with the repeater owner at, what was it, at Brevard one that you could get? If they could put DMR on that one, man, you'd be set, wouldn't you?
Hold that guy at all, because the repeater sounds like it's keyed up all the time, but you can talk on it.
At 440, right?
.85.
A random repeater that's in Brevard, that's, you know, just for that area.
For Rich Mountain, which is right there with Caesar's Head. Actually, you come off Caesar's Head and go right on to Ridge Mountain. You run that same ridge. So, I don't know. I mean, it's got good coverage. But I've never heard anybody on it other than the guys I told about it.
Centimeters. Man, it's tough. You know, you can hit something with 2 meters that you can't hit with 70 centimeters.
Range on it that you do on 2 meters. It's either jump over the other frequency or hop off. So, because I'm coming into the dead spot up here.
And the other one, KN4TFW.